Revenge of the Billionaire Girl. Chapter 21. Sophia is never late unless something happens. Aria had been on pins and needles recently. Emilia looked at her with an odd feeling. Aria, there's something wrong with you lately. Are you okay? Aria grabbed her hand. Emilia, what am I supposed to do? What happened? You can tell me. I might help you. Aria stared at her and nodded. There was no other way. Okay, I'll tell you. Please, you must figure out a way for me. A long process was required for the court to deal with this kind of stuff, but the subpoena was sent to the old Riley soon. The court officer said, Mr. Riley, well, you should be very sophisticated. How could you do something like this? It's against the law. If I were you, I would apologize to Miss Lawson, and make a statement saying you have wronged her. Then this thing will be over. The old Riley's face looked sullen. What do you mean? Why are you taking her side? Did she sleep with you, too? The court officer looked like crap. How could you be so mean? We have enough evidence to prove that you did set her up. I'm just trying to suggest you smoothing it over. How could you say that? Fuck off. I don't know what evidence you have on your hands. But it's all false. Get out. The court officer was speechless. Well, the Riley family deserved to be punished. There was nothing he could do about it. The old Riley said angrily after he left, what a meddler. Whatever I do is none of his concern. It had been days. People had been following this news closely. They were wondering about what evidence Sophia had. Even the court took the case. They killed for the answer. Chloe asked Helena and Sophia out for coffee this afternoon. Helena was already there but Sophia didn't show up. Chloe checked the Patek Philippe watch on her wrist. She's never late. What happened to her today? I'll call her. Surprisingly, this phone call was unanswered. Sophia was driving. She certainly heard the ring but she didn't pick it up with several cars following her closely. She was a good driver but things were different with cars coming from almost all directions at her. Sophia had to take it seriously or the car accident would happen again. There was no time for her to think about who did it. But she knew one thing, that was, they wanted her dead. How bold they were. They dared to openly kill her in Sealand. However, she didn't die back then and she would survive now. Chloe started to feel worried. Helena, could it be that she's in trouble? Helena got a little bit uneasy. Sophia was always on time unless something happened to her. I'll call Travis. Travis, we are supposed to have coffee with Sophia now but she didn't show up. Could you find out where she is? Okay. Travis realized Sophia might be in some trouble, so he hung up the phone and started to check her position with his phone. He got Sophia's GPS location in it. And now her car was moving fast. Usually, she would never drive this fast. So she might run into something. Travis certainly wouldn't call Sophia as he knew that it would go unanswered at this time. Otherwise, Helena wouldn't have called him. He took the key and walked outside. Sophia was almost killed a couple of times, but she defended herself every time. Not far away, a man checked for a while before he said, Mr. Riley, some cars out there are trying to drive into Miss Lawson's car. Drake didn't notice it then, but he soon looked out. Then, he saw the new car Sophia had just got. Find a place to park, and you step out. Paul had no idea what Drake was going to do. Mr. Riley, what are we doing? Drake didn't explain. But Paul had to take his order, so he pulled over. Paul didn't realize what Drake was going to do until he saw Drake taking the driver's seat. Paul then shouted, Mr. Riley. It was too late. The car was started already. Drake drove towards those cars and it seemed like he wanted to risk his own life to save Sophia. One of those cars was knocked over unexpectedly as people in it were too focused on Sophia. and they saw Drake. Someone shouted, "Quick! He's with her. Hit Sophia's car ASAP." "Roger." They tried to hit her car like nuts. Sophia was outnumbered. She thought she was doomed this time and her life was going to an end. Suddenly Drake's car appeared in front of her and knocked all those cars over. Those people tried again to drive into Sophia's car, but they found that Drake was heading toward whoever trying to drive into Sophia's car. It looked like they couldn't kill her this time. So they retreated. Sophia got off her car after she regained some composure. She heaved a sigh of relief. When she almost fell, Drake held her just in time. Sophia looked at him, there was some affections in her eyes when their eyes met. Well, she thought about how things would be different if he could show up when she had that car accident back then. But she also knew then nothing would change even if he did. And now, he showed up. He really did. She admitted it at that moment. But? Sophia pushed him away. "Mind your own business." Then she went to look for her phone. Another man appeared before her when she was about to dial a number. "Sophia." Travis also saw those cars going after Sophia when he came to find her. Chapter 22. "Aria, what have you done?" This really scared Travis. He ran over and held Sophia. "Sophia, are you okay?" Well, now Travis came, which left Drake stuck in an awkward choice of leaving or staying. Sophia said with a smile, "I'm fine, see?" How could Travis be assured? He lifted her in his arms, "I'll take you to the hospital. You need to get your body checked out." It hadn't changed since she was a little girl. The whole family would get tense even if she had a cold. "I'm fine, really. By the way, she was a grown-up." It was so embarrassing that her brother publicly lifted her in his arms. "Look at your car. How could you be so sure that you are okay?" There was nothing she could do to assure Travis, "Chloe and Helena are waiting for me. I know. I've told them about this. Now, shut up and do as I say." He was so bossy. Sophia could only shake her head. Travis paused when he was about to carry her to his car. "Mr. Riley, why are you here?" Drake sensed that the fact that he spent the night in Sophia's place didn't affect the relationship between Sophia and Travis at all. Drake could tell that their relationship must be very deep. Otherwise, Travis would make a big deal out of it considering he was Sophia's old lover. "I was just passing by and saved her." Drake had no idea why he would say something like that to upset Travis. He was jealous of them. "Well, thank you. But, please, don't ever be involved in anything related to Sophia. After all, I know the Rileys very well. You all like to offer carrot and stick. That's not cool." Then Travis carried Sophia into his car. Drake frowned. In the meantime, Paul ran over. "Mr. Riley. According to what Travis said, this accident must have something to do with the Riley family." No one had expected what happened next. Sophia posted a video of that time when she went to the hospital. The video was taken years ago but its content was still clearly seen. In that video, Sophia was staying with Aria, who clasped Sophia's hand and looked terrified. They seemed to be talking about something and soon Aria walked in. The date on the video was the same as the date on the medical record the old Riley posted. So it turned out that Aria was actually the one who had an abortion instead of Sophia. It was Aria from the Riley family. This video made the old Riley's blood pressure rise. No, it can't be it. The old Riley felt better after taking the antihypertensive medication but he still couldn't believe it. "Go fetch Aria." Aria had heard that Sophia was alive and that her brother Drake had saved her. How could this happen? She couldn't believe it. The old Riley wanted to see her now. Cat's out of the bag, finally. Aria didn't want to come back since she had figured that the old Riley must have known what she had done, but she had no choice but to see him. "Aria, tell me what the hell had happened." Just then, Drake came home. He headed home as soon as he saw the news. He had no idea what happened but would like to know. Arya just stood there with her head down without uttering a word. "Arya, what have you done?" Apparently, the old Riley was furious. After all, people online were laughing at the Riley family about this dramatic twist. "Grandpa, I..." The old Riley kept reminding himself that he couldn't be mad, so he tried to calm down and said slowly, "Well, is it true? Or is Sophia trying to frame you?" Arya got down on her knees. "Grandpa, I know I was wrong. I do. I'm willing to accept any punishment." The old Riley was now wholly disappointed in her. He said, "It's really you? You did." Arya wasn't going to confess in the first place. But she thought she might as well be the one to tell the old Riley now that Sophia was alive and she might spill it all out. So, Arya kept her head down and said with tears, "Sorry, Grandpa. I went to Amaraja with Drake and I was excited about everything there. So I sneaked out to a bar alone. But I had no idea how I ended up with that man on bed. Then I found I was pregnant. And I was afraid that you would find it out. Sophia helped me. She said I could use her name and no one would ever know as long as I keep the secret to myself. Later, I didn't expect you would find it out so soon. I was terrified knowing that you had found it out. Sophia loved Drake so much back then that she was willing to cover for me, but now..." But now Sophia disclosed the truth. Drake walked towards Arya and stopped in front of her, grabbing her arm, "Why didn't you tell me? I got scared, okay. She got pregnant without wedlock and the father was not determined. Besides, what difference would it make even if she found the father of her child? She was pregnant, and that was for sure. And as an adult, she had to take responsibility for what she did. But she didn't expect that Sophia would make such a huge sacrifice for her. You were scared? Then why did you go to that bar then?" Drake's harsh words made Arya all at a loss. She kept her head down in silence. Soon he let go of her. Well, he was so stupid. Sophia loved him so much that she would protect his sister like that. But he didn't trust her. And now she was with Travis. Travis fully trusted her. That was the reason Travis was a better companion in Sophia's mind. It was ridiculous, wasn't it? The old Riley was also shocked by what Arya just said. But soon he added, "She just helped you for our money." Drake was so sick of the old Riley's nonsense. He looked at him and said helplessly, "Grandpa, if that's what you want, well, you can just keep plotting your big plan. I believe that everything you've done will come back to bite you eventually." Chapter 23. We'll see who has the last laugh, Sophia. The old Riley's face darkened. "Drake, what did you just say? Are you taking her side? Don't you know who caused the misery of our Riley family?" "Who caused the misery?" Drake repeated it. "I caused it, okay. I shouldn't have fallen in love with her. It's all my fault." The old Riley didn't seem to realize Drake was saying cross words. He said, "Well then. Go call her. Tell her to apologize and remove the video. I promise I'll do the same after that." Drake put on a bitter smile. His grandfather didn't realize the real seriousness of the matter until now. Seeing that Drake didn't move, the old Riley added, "What are you standing here for?" "I said, go tell her. Just go." At this time, the butler came in and whispered, "Mr. Nathan Riley, the court officers are here." But the old Riley didn't care, "So what? They are here for you. About Sophia's matter? Fine, let them in." The court officers soon came in and said politely when they saw the old Riley, "Sir, we are here to inform you that the court date is this Sunday. Please do attend it." The old Riley said angrily, "What do you mean? Didn't you see what she had done to me? I want to sue her. One of the court officers said respectfully, "Mr. Riley, you are the one who slandered her first. She had give you a chance to correct your mistake and now she posted the video to defend herself. Her act did not go against the law. On the contrary, you've been throwing mud at her and ruining her life and mental health, which you are responsible for." The old Riley let out a snort of laughter. "Well, she just wants money, right? I know her very well. You just tell her, she took money from us once, but again? That's not gonna happen." The court officer said again, "That's all I'm gonna say. If you don't show up this Sunday, we will hold a second court. But if you don't attend it again, I'm afraid we are gonna take legal action. Take care." After the court officers left, the old Riley was still furious, "We'll see who has the last laugh, Sophia. Drake, if you can't do this, I'll let others handle it." Drake was not in the mood to talk, but the matter was related to his grandpa, so he said, "Grandpa, you better listen to them or even I might not be able to save you then. You worry too much. What else could that Sophia do? She's just presuming upon the support of the Lawson family." Drake didn't say anything. The old Riley watched him walking away and got outraged again, "Drake, don't you dare walk away from me. Don't think you are now the one in charge. I'm still alive. Drake, do you hear me? Damn. You've become a different person since you met Sophia. What did I do to have a disobedient grandson like you? How could I be sure to let you take over the Riley family?" Hearing it, Olivia, who had been silent, curled her lips into a faint smile. Drake lost the inheritance. That was what she expected. Chloe finally drank the bubble tea she didn't have last time. It felt so great seeing that Sophia turned the tables. "Sophia, have you got other secrets about the Riley family?" Sophia replied with a smile, "That's right. I come back fully prepared this time. Oh my gosh. What else? Tell me. Tell me." Sophia reached out her hand and pushed Chloe's face away, "That'll ruin the fun part. Come on. I'm your best friend." Chloe bit the straw with puppy dog eyes. "Well, I think it would be better for you to know it in the future." "Fine." Chloe looked a bit upset. "By the way, did you find out who tried to kill you last time?"
"Yep. Amelia."
Sophia looked at Helena and nodded. "It wasn't that hard to find out who did it." Amelia had held a huge grudge against Sophia after what had happened earlier. She would definitely want to hire someone to kill Sophia again if she knew that Sophia was alive. Chloe said worriedly, "Sophia, you better be careful. She didn't make it this time. She will do it again." Sophia nodded and added, "You, too. She might do something bad to you as well." "Okay." The three talked for a while and then went back home respectively. Sophia felt that someone had broken into her house when she was about to enter. Even her brother Travis didn't know the password. Who could that be? Soon she thought of someone. Sophia walked in angrily and saw Drake sitting cozily on the couch in the living room with a glass of wine in his hand and waiting for her. "Drake. Who said you could come to my house? As the developer and the seller, you are violating my privacy. I could sue you." There seemed to be a smile on his lips, "Violating your privacy? Well, I did do that a lot." Then his eyes traveled from her face, her breasts, and then to her private part. The way he looked at her annoyed her. They didn't actually have sex when they were together. However, they did all the intimate things between a couple except for having sex. He was just saying that to piss her off. "There's nothing to be proud of, Mr. Riley. And you should be ashamed. I've slept with many other guys except you." Drake suddenly walked over toward her with the glass still in his hand. He then held her with the other hand. "Drake, what are you doing?" His fatally attractive smile sent chills to her heart. "Sophia, say that again, did you really sleep with other guys?"
"Sure."
Drake didn't buy it.
And he came closer to her.
Well, in that case, how come your body stiffens every time I approach you? Is it because you still have feelings for me or that you have never had sex with other men?
Chapter 24 Who hit you 3 years ago?
Sophia said in a way that it seemed like she was telling the truth, didn't your family tell you?
Drake looked at her for a long while with tender eyes, and added, Sophia, tell me, what happened?
What did my family do to you?
Sophia abruptly pushed him away with much strength, aren't you here for your grandfather?
Well, I'm not gonna drop the case this time.
She was looking away but he could see clearly the hatred in her eyes.
The old Riley and Olivia had been telling him that Sophia was the bad one.
She took their money and left with a richer guy.
But right now, it didn't seem right.
Why would she return and get back at them?
She could just simply be gone for good with the money she took.
It looked like Sophia was actually the victim considering things happening these days.
After a long moment, Drake said, Who hit you?
There was a slight change in her eyes.
He knew she had had a car accident 3 years ago.
Oh no, he must be talking about the last time.
Sophia said with a bitter laugh, I thought you are omnipotent.
What?
Couldn't find the one who did it to me last time.
I'm talking about that time you left me, he said, gazing firmly at her.
You couldn't find it?
Sophia continued before Drake could say something, for a rich man like you, I guess you know who did it.
You just don't want to look into it, right?
Then why bother coming here to ask me?
And, Mr. Riley, if you don't leave now, I'm afraid I'm gonna sue you, too.
Drake walked towards her and she took a few steps back unconsciously.
Sophia, how come we end up like strangers?
He said with extreme sadness in his eyes, we agreed to be together forever.
Why did everything change all of a sudden?
Don't you miss me?
Don't you feel sad about being separated from me?
Sophia stood there.
There was a subtle change in her eyes.
Then she turned around and looked at him with sarcasm, Mr. Riley, cut the crap.
I would never get back together with you even if you were the last guy in the world.
Now, get out.
Then she pointed at the door, deadpan.
Drake stared at her.
And they stared at each other.
After a long while, Drake finally put down the glass and walked out.
Sophia hurriedly tossed the glass in the trash can and took the garbage bag out.
She then caught up with him and handed him the bag.
I don't want anything that you touched in my house.
Drake, don't you dare walk into my house again.
Sophia slammed the door and then called the property company, I want my door lock changed with the best, safest, and most expensive one at all costs.
She didn't even want to see one hair on his head.
Sunday was around the corner.
Travis would, without a doubt, attend the court session since it was related to his younger sister.
Helena and Chloe were there, too.
And Chloe especially saved the position near Travis for Helena.
Her face reddened when she sat by Travis even though she had known him since they were very young.
Travis.
A strong, powerful woman like Helena would only act like this when she was faced with Travis.
He nodded at them as greetings.
They all thought the old Riley wouldn't come today but he showed up unexpectedly.
It was quite a hit online.
After all, people were waiting to see where this story would go next.
A crowd of correspondents was interviewing the old Riley, what do you have to say for yourself as to Miss Lawson's complaint?
He said with a smile, what I did was for justice.
And I will continue to fight against the gold digger who's been trying to marry my grandson.
Then how would you explain what your granddaughter did?
Suddenly his face darkened, which news agency are you working for?
Have they taught you nothing?
This correspondent seemed not afraid of him and continued asking, I've heard that you thought Miss Lawson was with Mr. Drake Riley for money.
You gave her money and asked her to leave Mr. Drake Riley?
Is that true?
Are you working for Sophia?
As a sophisticated, experienced man, the old Riley figured it out quickly.
Mr. Riley, please answer my question.
You know what? The news agency you work for is doomed. He didn't want to say anything else and turned around to the court. Firstly, he saw Sophia, and then Travis. Then he walked towards Travis. "Master Travis, I thought you were better than my grandson. He was once fooled by Sophia, but he got out of it at last. But you are still with her. Poor Travis." Travis didn't even move a finger or look at him. But there was a contemptuous look on his face. "Mr. Riley, I think you are the one who got fooled. I'm sorry what happened to you all these years. It's time we teach someone arrogant and cocky like you a lesson." The old Riley didn't expect Travis would disrespect and ignore him like that. He would argue with him if not for the session that was about to begin. There was no sign of Drake when the old Riley arrived. Thus, he asked, "Aria, where's your brother?" Drake got so mad at her last time that she felt frightened even at the mention of his name. "He might not be here today." "What?" The old Riley was furious. "It has just been years since he took over the Riley Group, and now he dares to disobey me?" "Well, he's not the only successor. Certainly, Olivia had a son after she got married. To outsiders, she treated Drake as her own. After all, few knew that Drake's father married Drake's birth mother before Olivia. So, no one knew her ambitions except Sophia." Chapter 25. "You just want money, right?" The court officers showed up and the session began as everyone was there as they were supposed to be. One of the judges said, "Aria, since you are involved in this case, now, you tell me, is it true that, as the plaintiff said, she was just there at the hospital for you? Did she let you use her name to protect you?" It took Aria by surprise because she didn't expect to be asked so soon. She then looked at the old Riley. He flashed a warning look at her. Aria suddenly froze and said, "No, it's not true. I was there for her. She was cheating on my brother and got pregnant. She lied to me that it was Drake's baby and Drake didn't want it, so we went to the hospital. Then, how do you explain you walking in? I was talking to the doctor about her. That was all." Aria might get the balls from the old Riley. She turned to look at Sophia, "If you think the money we gave you wasn't enough, you could just talk to us. Why humiliate yourself here in the court?" "Humiliate myself?" Sophia laughed in a sarcastic way, "You guys haven't realized the real seriousness of the matter until now." "Fine." Aria bit her lip, guilt-ridden. I don't know what you are talking about. I was just telling the truth." "Wow, some kind of truth." Her tone and expression were intimidating, which startled everyone there. Even the old Riley didn't expect that she could have such a powerful vibe. Travis gave off a powerful aura, too. Apparently, he was not happy about how the Riley family denigrated Sophia. Aria kept her head way down with fear. The judge took a glance at her, "Miss Aria Riley, you'll be held accountable for what you said. We could bring you to justice any minute now if anything you said was not true." Aria trembled and looked up at the old Riley. He winked at her, which made her less terrified. After all, it was her grandfather who told her to do this. He would protect her no matter what. "So, are you sure?" the judge asked again with a sharp gaze. "Yes, Your Honor." Aria stood up straight. The judge looked at Sophia, "Plaintiff Miss Lawson, do you have anything to say for yourself?" "No, Your Honor." Aria got cocky at Sophia's words. She thought it was right to do as the old Riley said. After all, it had been years. And she had the upper hand as long as she insisted that she didn't do it. Chloe and Helena were both nervous. What was Sophia doing? Didn't she know that the Rileys were all rascals? They turned and looked at Travis for help. But there was a smile on his face like he knew what was going to happen next. "But I have a file to present, if you may, Your Honor." A file was handed to the judge. Somehow the Riley family also got nervous. After checking the report, the judge nodded, according to the Article 305 of the Penal Code, anyone who commits perjury should be sentenced to no more than 3 years in jail. In light of this case, Ms. Aria Riley will be sentenced to 6 months in jail. The judgment is effective from now on. The police had come in. Aria was scared out of her wits and started to yell, "What? I didn't do it. I didn't do it." The old Riley's face looked extremely terrible. "What do you mean? How come my granddaughter has to be in jail? Why?" The judge looked at Sophia. "Miss Lawson, do you mind?"
"Go ahead, Your Honor."
The Riley family watched them, looking confused. The judge projected the report on the big screen, which showed that Sophia was still a virgin. And the signing name at the end of the report was the world-renowned female doctor, Anna Platt. The old Riley's body trembled with shock. It was impossible. He then looked at Olivia, who said that Sophia was a slut and had had sex with lots of men. She even said that Sophia would throw herself at those rich guys. She at least had to sleep with Travis once. How could he give her so much for nothing? The old Riley was a man, and he knew how this worked. But how come Sophia was still a virgin? Aria was also dumbfounded. "Mom, didn't you say that Sophia was some kind of whore? And you saw her with other men?" Olivia got panicked, too. How could this be possible? Sophia now said with a smile, "Olivia, you forced me to leave Drake with those mean words and offered me money. But I didn't take it. Then you framed me with other men and spread the word that I would have sex with any man who gave me money. They trusted you so much that they didn't even question it. But now, do you plead guilty?" Chloe and Helena had a high five. What a nice move. It felt so great to bring Olivia's trick to light on the court. The old Riley roared like he was deceived, "Olivia, what did you do?" Olivia surely was a badass. She didn't quail when facing Sophia's accusation. Instead, she explained, "Dad, yes, I made that all up. But you know how much I care about Drake, I just don't want him to get fooled by that woman." Sophia didn't take any money, that's true. But that's because she knew she would come back one day. All she wants is to marry Drake and become upper class. You know how she is. Olivia did frame Sophia, but the old Riley thought Olivia didn't do it wrong. She was just trying to get rid of that cunning woman to protect the Riley family. The judge turned and looked at the old Riley, "Could my men take Aria away now?" The old Riley said to Sophia, "You just want money, right? Let's settle this matter in private. How much do you want?" Chapter 26. The old Riley is put in jail. Money. Sophia said ironically, "You think I need money?" The old Riley heard that Sophia spent $400 million on a house and $200 million on cars. She did have some tricks to make Travis spend so much on her. "What else do you want?" Sophia looked right into his eyes, "You've made me suffer so much. Well, now I'm gonna make you taste every single one of it. I don't need your money. You'll face prison sentences according to the law." Without a doubt, what Sophia got on her hand could prove the old Riley's libel and Aria's perjury. And they had to pay the price for sure. Certainly, apart from those two, Amelia and Olivia could not got off the hook either. Olivia pretended to be nice, saying, "Sophia, you should show some mercy. You and Drake was in love before. No matter what, Drake had never hurt you. Could you let this thing slide for his sake? Also, the old Riley's old enough. He couldn't endure the hardships of prison life." Sophia put on a fake smile, "Did you care how I feel when you tried to harm me? Plus, I've given you a chance once, but what did you do to me? You ask for it? Then you should pay the price. Besides, the punishment of libel and perjury is light. They just need to stay in prison for 6 months." The old Riley was so angry that his hands were trembling, "Sophia, how ruthless you are." Olivia continued,
How about this? We'll issue a public apology and admit our mistakes. You do think I'm some kind of pushover, huh?
3 years ago, the old Riley arrived in Amaraja as soon as he heard about Sophia. He tied her up, let his men hit her and told her that Drake was way out of her league. Sophia knew that Olivia was also behind this. Still, she lived in misery at that time. Sophia didn't tell Drake about this because she loved him so much. She didn't want to ruin his relationship with his family because of her. Even when he saw the bruises on her, she just said she had run into a bad guy instead of telling Drake the truth. Of course, what the old Riley had done was more than that. He should thank God it was only 6 months in jail. Sophia added when Olivia was about to continue, Mrs. Riley, I believe you know something about the car accident I had years ago. Face prison sentences to crimes of harboring criminals and culpable homicide or distance yourself from them, you choose. Sophia was threatening Olivia obviously. The latter failed to utter a word. The old Riley looked at Olivia and said with a suspicious tone, what did she mean? Crimes of harboring criminals and culpable homicide? There was a hint of panic in her eyes, Dad, Drake, and I will figure out a way later. Now I'm unable to do anything. The old Riley didn't reply. He vaguely felt that she had done something behind his back. In the end, the old Riley and Aria went to jail. It was breaking news. The Riley family was the richest in Sealand and famous in the world. But to the shock of everyone, the two Rileys went to jail on the same day. Surely, Olivia was the happiest one after the old Riley went to jail. She had yet to figure out a way to deal with the old Riley. It was serendipitous that Sophia helped her. And now she was closer to success. But there was one thing Olivia needed to tell Emilia. Emilia, it looks like Sophia knows you are the one who almost got her killed in that car accident, but I'm not sure if she got any evidence. Emilia panicked, Aunt Olivia, what are we supposed to do? Relax. Tonight, I'm gonna let her hand over the evidence. The look in Olivia's eyes changed, and she thought, Sophia, how stupid you are to reveal that information to me. I'm gonna make you suffer. At night, Chloe and Helena were going to celebrate this victory with Sophia. They also invited Travis. Bravo. Sophia, you won the case. I can't wait to see Olivia and Emilia going to jail. Sophia said with a smile, Chloe, Emilia, and Olivia are not easy to deal with. After all, they've won the favor of the old Riley, a shrewd businessman. But I think he has lost trust in Olivia. She can't do anything she wants now. Not exactly. Soon she'll find a way to be against me and regain his trust. Chloe looked at her with a surprised look, then the old Riley and Aria will be released early from prison. Helena smiled. There's no need to worry. Sophia knows what to do. A realization hit Chloe. Sophia, is it that everything is in your control? Sophia took a sip of the wine, that's right. It was about midnight, and it was time to go home. Chloe insisted on staying at Sophia's new house, and Travis was going to drive Helena home as she had work tomorrow. Travis had no choice but to walk them to their car and then give Helena a ride. Chloe secretly told Helena, today is your chance. Go get him. Helena blushed. Chloe didn't go to Sophia's place as she said. She drank too much today and just wanted to go home and rest. Sophia also arrived home. A man shoved her against the wall when she was about to open the door. She smelled something familiar and then frowned. Drake, are you drunk? He did drink too much. He then looked at her with an attractive smile, aren't you? Yes, but what's it to you? And yes, what's it to you then? This kind of rhetorical question annoyed her, she just wanted to hit him and shut him up. You are drunk. I don't care what you are here for. I don't want to talk to you. Well, Drake sneered. A very impressed winning, huh? So, Are you here to settle things with me or to take revenge on me for your family? Chapter 27 Who allowed him to kiss her? Drake didn't reply and just looked straight into her eyes, looking like a predator that hunted for its prey. Sophia looked away. He pinched her chin with his hand and forced her to look at him. Her heart was pounding. Drake drawled in a sexy voice, "You are still a virgin. Why did you keep telling me that you've slept with a lot men?" "Sophia, are you trying to get me jealous?" Sophia smiled bitterly. "Wasn't that what your family wanted you to know? Then I better act like it, right? Wrong. Sophia, did you ever love me?" He pinched her chin harder. She struggled for a few seconds, but it didn't work. She then said more sarcastically, "You care that much? Answer me." It sounded like an order. "Of course." He kissed her lips when she was about to finish that sentence. Who said he could kiss her? The more she struggled, the harder he kissed. He even stuck his tongue in her mouth. Sophia pushed him away with all her might and slapped his face. "Drake, I'm gonna get married. How could you do this?" He stared at her deeply, "Married? You haven't even had sex with Travis yet, he would wanna marry you?" "I don't think so. I didn't see any invitations." "Are you sure he's gonna marry you?" "That's between us. It's none of your business. I don't care what you are here for. Get out." Of course, he wouldn't obey her. Drake approached her again, "I've always wanted to sleep with you. Now I know you are a virgin, somehow, I want to do it even more. You." He suddenly grabbed her hand that was reached out just now. He looked at her aggressively, "After all, I'm your first love. Shouldn't you give me your first night?" How cheeky he was. Sophia tried to kick him. But she was too weak in front of him. Then he carried her onto his shoulder and walked towards her house. She couldn't shout too loud because that would be embarrassing and misleading. In front of the door, he put her hand on the fingerprint lock. He might realize that this door was also equipped with facial recognition lock, so he lifted her face, and then the door opened. This bastard. Did he forget the time when she nearly beat him to death? How dare he? He put her on the bed. And she almost couldn't breathe when he was French kissing her with his body on top of hers. "Drake, dare you touch me? I can sue you for raping me." "Well then, I guess I should do it harder." "You." Sophia was furious. This time was different. There was nothing she could use as a weapon and even her phone wasn't around her. Then she thought of his phone. But she didn't find it after groping him. And he even misunderstood her. He thought she couldn't wait. Drake said with an evil smile, "I knew you wanted me, too. Take it easy. I'm all yours tonight, babe." He then put her hand on his waist and taught her how to unleash the belt. Sophia was taken aback. Unexpectedly, he suddenly stopped moving while still on top of her. She gave him a nudge. She could tell that he had fallen asleep hearing his even breathing. She then heaved a sigh of relief. Thank God he was drunk. Sophia tried to push him away but his body was heavy though he looked thin. There was a second when she stopped pushing and stared at his handsome face. Admittedly, she liked him because he was cute and handsome in the first place. Everything he did or said was so alluring that it made her heart pound like crazy. Sophia's brothers were all good-looking but only he could give her that kind of feeling. Until now, she hadn't met another guy who could push her button like that. But so what? They could no longer get back together. And they were not meant to be. Sophia then found his phone in him and saw that he didn't set a face ID when she tried to unlock it with his face. She also tried his finger, but it also didn't work. Oh no, he might need to stay here all night if she couldn't unlock his phone. Then he suddenly pulled her into his arms, closely. "Sophia, don't leave me." She thought he was awake, but he didn't. She noticed that his eyes were closed. There were butterflies in her stomach. Did he still have feelings for her? Sophia shook her head and said to herself, "Sophia, what are you doing? You wanna make the same mistake twice." She pushed him again, but this time without much strength. The wine she had had before now kicked in. They then fell asleep while holding each other. Drake woke up first. That was his lifestyle. He would wake up at the same time the next day no matter how late he stayed up or how drunk he was. Differently, this time he stayed at a new place. He looked around and then his eyes fell on the woman lying next to him. That was Sophia. They had slept together like this before when they were in college. It was like they were that college couple again. He tried to touch her cheek but his hand immediately got grabbed by her. She stared at him aggressively. "Drake, what do you think you are doing?" Drake smiled. "I'm in your house, on your bed. I guess I should be the one asking that question. Pervert. Even if you were drunk, don't try to get away with things you've done last night." Chapter 28 Sophia, you are lying. Drake stared at her with an evil grin. "Well, you tell me, what have I done?" "I can't remember." Sophia was not that stupid girl anymore, and she wouldn't fall for his tricks. "Just get the hell out of my house. Never show your face to me." Drake came closer to her instead of leaving. "You wanted me to leave so badly. Is it because you realized that you still have feelings for me after spending a night with me?" His alluring voice made her heart pound like crazy again. But she couldn't be attracted by him. No way. Drake then approached her even closer. They had been in bed, which meant they were close in the first place. And now every inch of their skin was practically touched. "Sophia, you are lying." She bit her lower lip. Although she refused to admit it, when he called her Sophia, some of her old feelings were triggered. But she was no longer that stupid girl. "Drake, stop it. What if I don't?" Then his lips were almost on hers. Sophia was slightly turned on. "This is not your hotel where you can come and go as you wish. Get lost." Drake laughed. What was he laughing at? "You were right. This isn't my hotel. Well, I guess I'll have to move here from today. I promise I won't leave." Was that dirty talk? "Drake, are you insane? I put your grandpa and sister in jail. You don't go save them. What are you living here for? What were you thinking?" Drake sneered. They deserved it. She had no idea what this man was thinking. Drake looked around. "It's a big house. How about I move here to keep you company? What's wrong with you?" Sophia was mad. "I'm gonna get married, you know." "Married?" He didn't care. "You haven't yet. What I want is simple. You, have sex with me, then I'll leave you for good. How's that sound?" "Go to hell." Sophia kicked him right on the area below his waist. Drake covered that area. "Hey, if something happens to my junk, you might need to take care of me for the rest of your life. Don't even think about getting married to another man." What was wrong with this man? Couldn't he read between the lines? There was a knock coming from outside. And Sophia knew who that was. "That's your stepmom," she said in a cold voice. Drake looked at her facetiously. "You seem mad. Do you think she interrupted our happy time, too?" What a smug man. The doorbell rang incessantly. Sophia took a glance at him. "She's here for you. Go get it." "Okay." Olivia and Emilia looked surprised when they saw it was Drake who answered the door. They had heard that he stayed in Sophia's place overnight but they didn't expect he would open the door for them as if this was his house. They all got choked up. The abuses at Sophia stuck in their throats. Drake glanced at them ironically. "Grandpa and Aria are in jail, but you are still in the mood to check where I am? Did you put a GPS on me? Or are you spying on me?" That was correct. But Olivia wouldn't admit it. You are one to talk. How could you stay here with that woman who made our life miserable? Your father doesn't know it yet. He'll be devastated if he knows it. Olivia acted like she was the mother of the year. Drake leaned back against the door casually and said, "Are you sure he doesn't know?" Olivia froze. Amelia, who was standing behind her, thought Drake was so cute and handsome. She assumed that he was supposed to be with her, instead of that bitch Sophia. "By the way, didn't you want me to be like this?" Drake asked in a sarcastic manner. Olivia tried to cover her real thoughts. "Drake, I've married your father for years. I think you know how much I love you and your sister. I even treat you better than my own son." "How could you say that?"
"What did I say? Don't you know what Aria and I have been through?"
Olivia squinted. Drake had never said anything like that to her before. Had Sophia told him something last night? Olivia then changed the subject. "I'm here because I see you as my son. Your grandpa and sister are in jail. How would they feel if they find out you are here with that evil woman?"
Drake stood straight. "Olivia, you are capable. I will leave my grandpa and sister to you. You don't need to find me.
That's it?" He then slammed the door. Olivia wanted to say something else, but she withheld her words. Amelia did try to knock again, but Olivia stopped her.
"And Olivia?"
Amelia looked at her, puzzled. "He wants to be here, so be it." Only in this way could she carry out her plan smoothly. Amelia got confused by Olivia's words. She felt terrible knowing Drake and Sophia were in there alone. But Olivia could tell what Amelia was thinking. She then said with a smile, "Don't worry, we got Travis." Amelia soon understood.
"Oh yeah."
Drake returned to the room. He seemed to have taken this house as his own. He washed up and said, "What are we having for breakfast?"
"What?"
He stayed at her place, used her stuff, and asked her for breakfast. How shameless. Sophia took out her phone and called the property company. "I want you." Drake walked over and grabbed her phone before she could finish her words. He gazed deeply at her. "Sophia, are you gonna get rid of everything I've touched?" Chapter 29. Why is he here? Sophia was not afraid and asked word by word, "What do you think?" He suddenly kissed her on the lips. It was just one quick kiss, but she felt a surge of emotions. "Now I've touched your lips, you wanna get rid of them, too?" Drake looked at her with a provocative smile. "Drake Riley." Sophia just wanted to hit him with the slippers on her feet. But he ran away like the wind. "Don't you run away from me." Drake found it amusing to mess with her. She had changed a lot over the past 3 years, but somehow, she was just like that college girl at this moment the first time they met. "Come and get me. I'm gonna kill you." Sophia had no idea that she had fallen for his trap. After a long while, the doorbell rang. Sophia finally stopped chasing him. "It must be for you. Get out." What a day. She secretly cursed him while putting her slippers on. Drake didn't mind it. He would answer the door every time to spread the word that he had stayed here last night. It was Travis outside. They stared at each other, both maliciously. It had been a long while since Drake went to get the door. And Sophia didn't hear a sound, so she looked over outside. Sophia then hurriedly ran over and said, "Travis, you came." Travis gave Drake a deadly look. "What is he doing here?" Drake pulled Sophia into his arms. "She's not married yet. She can be with anyone." Travis then pulled Sophia in his arms. "Sure, anyone but you." Drake pulled her back. "Master Travis, I'm afraid you are wrong. It would be only me." Travis took her back again. "You are just her ex. Since you broke up back then, it meant you are not meant to be." Sophia finally lashed out when Drake was about to pull her again. "Enough. I'm not a toy. Stop pulling me again and again." "Drake, you get out." "Travis, you come inside." Drake wanted to talk back but got pushed out by her. He was standing there when Paul came. Paul couldn't believe that his boss was just kicked out in slippers by a woman. Drake noticed the way Paul looked at him and felt embarrassed. But he acted as if nothing happened and said, "They need to settle something. I'll go in later." Paul didn't want to nail his lie. It had been a long time since Travis came in. Paul said, "Mr. Riley, shall we go?" Drake thought, "Fine, they must be in there fighting over me staying overnight. I might as well leave and plan how to keep annoying him. I can't let them get married." "Sure, let's go." Inside the house, Travis was eyeing Sophia up and down. "Sophia, are you hurt?" Sophia sighed, "I'm fine." He didn't do anything. "But he's been here for 2 nights. You should stay at my house." Travis was worried and he thought it was too dangerous for her to live alone with Drake bothering her every now and then. "It's okay. I'll be more careful. And Bard's coming soon. He doesn't have a place yet. I'll let him stay here with me." Travis thought for a while, "I guess that'll work. It would be better if he was here with you. By the way, when are you gonna get to work? How about now?" "Sure." After washing up, Sophia put on a suit and got in the car with Travis to the Summer Sky Group. The Summer Sky Group was newly established in Sealand and it required a leader. Travis had been handling all the work here but he had a more important job in Pinkerton. And now Sophia happened to have time, so Travis appointed her as the new head of the Summer Sky Group. All the superiors were waiting in the conference room. They all looked surprised when they saw Travis come in with a woman. Travis walked to the front and said, "The Summer Sky Group needs a head in charge. I know you all have a candidate in your mind, but now I would like to introduce my choice to you, Ms. Sophia Lawson. She'll be the head of the Summer Sky Group from now on." Sophia, who looked in her 20s, was going to be the boss, leaving those transferred from the headquarters in Pinkerton green with envy, especially Martha Mikado. She had worked for the Lawson Group for a long time. And she came to this new branch in Sealand for further promotion because she knew she was unlikely to get promoted in her original department. But now, the Lawsons assigned a young and inexperienced woman to take charge of the Summer Sky Group. She was very unconvinced. She thought she was at least better than that young rookie. However, they were all sophisticated enough to not raise any objections in front of Travis. Sophia took a step forward and said, "Hello, everyone. I'm Sophia. I'm really honored to be the head of the Summer Sky Group in the following years. My working pattern won't be the same as the one you have now, but more casual and effective. The company is newly founded, but I have confidence that I'll steer it into number one in business this year. Are you as confident as me?" She said in a soft voice with a sweet smile, pretty touching, at least in some men's eyes. "Yes. We are. We have faith in you." Martha secretly sneered and thought, "What? Are you kidding me?" After the meeting, Travis came to talk to Sophia with a girl standing by his side. "Sophia, this is your new assistant, Mia Wooden." Mia then said, "Miss Lawson, I'm your assistant from now on. If I do anything wrong, please bear with me. I'll work harder to live up your expectations." In Sophia's opinion, Mia should be trustworthy as it was Travis who arranged that. "Hello, Mia, I hope you'll enjoy working with me." Mia then disengaged herself from their conversation and continued to work. Chapter 30. "Did you say Ms. Lawson wouldn't work with the Riley Group?" "Well, you take over my job here. I might go back to Pinkerton very soon." Travis trusted her 100%. Sophia didn't go back to campus in the fourth year of her university study, but she managed to get the diploma. Additionally, she had been learning from her teacher over these years. "You can count on me. Don't worry." Travis sighed, "How could I not be worried? Drake still." He knew quite well how powerful the Riley family was, but he believed Sophia could outperform them. The point was, Drake could be the game changer. After all, she had learned a lesson from him once and it seemed that she couldn't be a match for him yet. It's okay. I'm not the naive girl I used to be. You and Dad let me take over this company with great growth potential, I won't let you down, of course. Travis smiled. Fine. Bard will come to help you against Drake soon. He might not be that useful, but at least he could run your errands. Sophia burst out laughing, he's not that bad. Come on. Five kids in our family, Bard's the worst. Sophia was still laughing. Travis then came to work. The Summer Sky Group was a cosmetics company that performed very well in international markets. Its cosmetics brands were so popular domestically that customers would rush overseas to buy their products or purchase from sellers who lived overseas. But it had been hard for those sellers to sell cosmetics domestically in recent years, which left domestic markets with growing demand amid shrinking supply. That was why Sophia would come here. The shareholders had reached a consensus that Sealand would be the perfect place to start a new business. Mia brought the list of potential business partners. Sophia said when she saw the Riley Group on it, go tell their director. We won't work with the Riley Group. Mia didn't understand. After all, the Riley Group was a corporate giant in Sealand. If working with the Riley Group, the Summer Sky Group could break into the domestic market without using any publicity tricks. But as a qualified assistant, she knew that Sophia must have her reason, so she nodded, okay, I'll go tell him now. Mia then walked out. And she ran into Martha when she was texting on her phone. Martha looked at her, did you just say Ms. Lawson wouldn't work with the Riley Group? Yep. Martha always thought Sophia looked familiar but didn't know why until she looked it up online and realized that Sophia was Drake's ex. The news that she sent the old Riley and Aria to jail went rogue online. The Riley family was the richest and the most powerful in Sealand. How dare she mess with them? Was she out of her mind? Martha was thinking about telling this to Abbott Lawson, who was the president of the headquarters. And she did call him. Abbott picked up, hello. Mr. Lawson, it's me, Martha. She had done him a favor so he would know her. Otherwise she was just a nobody. Oh, Martha, I heard that you are in Sealand now. How have you been? Is everything okay? Thanks for concerns. I'm doing okay. But. Martha knew how to intrigue him. But what? That's okay. Just say it. Martha then felt free to say, here's the thing. She told Abbott everything Sophia had done the first day she came. Mr. Lawson, you know how this is. Personal feelings should be put aside when a businessman is doing business. A win-win strategy that brings mutual benefits is the best. But Ms. Lawson. Abbott snorted and thought, what is Martha doing? Does she know who she's criticizing? That's my daughter she's talking bad about. Martha, I'm glad that you told me about this. But letting Sophia in charge was my decision. She's more than qualified to do what she wants. You gotta trust me on this. Martha was going to say more but got interrupted by him, if nothing else, I gotta go make lunch for my wife. Then he hung up. Everybody knew that Abbott was a family man. He even gave all his business to their kids and lived happily with his beloved wife. Martha knew it would get him mad if she called again. She might as well go another way. At the Riley Group. Paul walked over and told Drake, Mr. Riley, I just got the word from the Summer Sky Group. They refused to work with us. It was supposed to be a sure thing that the Summer Sky Group chose to work with the Riley Group because the latter was the most competitive. But Drake got such a result when he just came to work. He didn't expect this. Did they mention why? Nope. Drake added angrily, no reason? Only a newcomer. How dare they reject us? Tell them I want to meet their president. Roger that. Paul returned in a few minutes, Mr. Riley, they said she didn't want to meet you.
What?
Drake frowned. The Summer Sky Group was famous both at home and abroad. Everybody thought it would cooperate with the Riley Group when they saw the news that the Summer Sky Group was planning to enter domestic markets in Sealand. It almost seemed like a done deal, but it wasn't.
Well then, we'll show up unannounced.
Drake suddenly got up. Paul soon followed up. He knew how important this project was. Even a giant group like the Riley Group would not give up this project that could bring a huge amount of benefits. On the first floor of Summer Sky Group building, Drake and Paul asked to see the president, but the receptionist there said, "Sorry, our president refuses to see you."
What the hell?
Who would be so stupid to choose other small companies over the Riley Group?
Paul then asked, "Have you worked with other companies before?"